بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the chapter of Al-Dhan wa-Tajassus. And the meaning or the translation of Al-Dhan is assumptions and suspicions. And the meaning of At-Tajassus is spying. And in the English translation of the book that you have in your hands, it's page 35. Page 35 from the treatise called Rifqan Ahl Sunnati bi Ahli Sunnah. Gentleness, O people of the Sunnah, with the people of the Sunnah. And the meaning of Al-Dhan is At-Tuhma. The meaning of Al-Dhan is not only to make an assumption in your mind or have a suspicion of somebody, but to then accuse that person based on the assumption which you have in your mind. And this is the meaning of Al-Dhan. And of course, sometimes a suspicion or an assumption, it might occur in the heart of a person or in the mind of a person. And for the suspicion itself, in the mind of a person, there isn't necessarily any sin. Why? Because a person isn't able to control what his mind thinks or his heart feels. However, accusing somebody based upon the su'adhan, accusing somebody based upon your bad thought of somebody or your suspicion, is where the sin is. And as for at-tajassus means to spy or investigate or to follow up the sins of the people. That based on a suspicion in your heart or in your mind, you then start researching and investigating the sin of a person merely based upon a suspicion which is in your mind. And Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he said regarding al-dhan wa tajassus, he said al-muradu bi-dhanni huna allati la sababa laha, that the meaning of al-dhan, the meaning of having a bad suspicion or an assumption, is having a suspicion about somebody without any cause, without any reason. كَمَنْ يَتَّهِمُ رَجُلًا بِالْفَاحِشَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَظْهَرَ لَهُ مَا يَقْتَضِيهَا. Like a person accusing another person of fahisha, of adultery, or a sin, without any clear evidence or without any reason being clear to him. And as for التَّجَسُّس, then it means أَنَّ الشَّخْص يَقَعْ لَهُ خَاطِرُ التُّهْمَةِ. It is when a person in his mind that he has a suspicion of somebody or he has an assumption of somebody, فَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَحَقَّقَ, and then he begins to investigate this suspicion. فَيَبْحَثْ وَيَسْتَمِعْ. So he begins to research and check up and trying to listen to people's conversations to check whether his suspicion is true or not. And both of these matters are haram. It isn't allowed for a person to have suspicions or su'adhan, bad thoughts of another person, or to accuse a person because of this bad thought, or to research and spy and check up and investigate people's mistakes. And the evidence for the impermissibility is the saying of Allah, which the author mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Allah said, O you who believe, in Surah Al-Hujarat, O you who believe, avoid much of dhan, much of suspicions and assumptions. Why? Inna ba'da dhanni itham. Because some of these suspicions, it is a sin. Wala tajassasu. And do not spy or investigate the mistakes. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forbade the believing people, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, the people of Iman, that they should avoid a lot of suspicion. And then He said, because some suspicions are sin. I.e., from assumptions and suspicions, some is sinning and some is not sinning. But we should avoid much suspicions in order to stay away from that which is haram. So even though the haram might be less, but in order to avoid that, and because of the harms which occur, then we should stay away from the majority of suspicion. And the author says, فَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ الْأَمْرُ بِاجْتِنَابِ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الظَّنِ. That this noble ayah, there is a command for us to avoid much suspicion. وَأَنَّ مِنْهُ إِثْمًا. And that it also contains sinning. وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ التَّجَسُّسِ. And this ayah, it also contains a prohibition against spying and investigating on people's sins and mistakes. وَالتَّجَسُّسِ هُوَ التَّنْقِيبُ عَنْ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ. And what is tajassus? It is spying and searching for the people's faults. وَهُوَ إِنَّمَا يَحْصُلُ تَبْعًا لِإِسَاءَةِ الظَّنِ. And a tajassus, it only occurs as a result of su'al dhan. So in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us to stay away from the cause and also the action which comes due to this cause. I don't make suspicion, don't have suspicions of people, don't accuse people, this is the cause. And this causes a person to then start researching and investigating people's mistakes. And Allah also warned against this. And then the author mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Iyyakum wadh-dhann. Be aware of adh-dhann. Adh-dhann, ay su'adh-dhann, meaning evil thoughts or bad suspicion. Fa'inna adh-dhanna akdhabul hadith. Because suspicions are the most false of speech. Wala tahassasu. And the meaning of wala tahassasu is, as we mentioned, a person researching and investigating people's sins. Wala tajassasu. And the meaning of tajassasu is investigating people's sin with one's hands. Wala tahasadu. And do not become jealous of each other. And the meaning of al-hasad is tamanniya shakhs zawal al-ni'mah. Is for a person to become jealous of another person, such that he wants the blessing from that other person also to be removed. So jealousy, it isn't that you want to be like another person. Somebody, for example, Allah has blessed him with a lot of wealth, and therefore you hope to be given wealth as well. Rather, the meaning of jealousy, which is not allowed, is wanting wealth like that person, but then at the same time hoping that this wealth is taken away from him. This person is deserving of this blessing, of this ni'mah, and you want this ni'mah, this blessing, to be taken away from that person. And the Prophet said, وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Do not hate each other, and do not boycott each other. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Rather, you should be like worshippers of Allah, who are brothers to each other. And this is called Al-Ukhuwah Al-Imaniyah, the brotherhood of Al-Iman. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. That it is the believers who are brothers. And this brotherhood, it was attached to believers, mu'minun. So this brotherhood is Al-Ukhuwah Al-Imaniyah, the brotherhood due to Al-Iman. وقال أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. The author says, and أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he said, ولا تظنن بكلمة خرجت من أخيك المؤمن إلا خيرا. that do not ever assume a suspicion or a bad thing from a word which your believing brother said. Meaning, if your believing brother says something and it is ambiguous, and this statement which he made, it can have maybe a good meaning or it can also have a bad meaning. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, do not ever have a bad thought of a word that your believing brother said. وَأَنْتَ تَجِدُ لَهَا فِي الْخَيْرِ مَحْمَلًا. As long as you can find a good interpretation for it. If a Muslim, if a mu'min, he makes a statement, and this statement, it is ambiguous. It can have a good meaning, or it can also have an evil meaning. Then that which is upon the believers is to give the benefit of doubt to that believing person. And always try to think about it in the good way, and not in the bad way. And this applies more so for the statements of the ulama and the imams of the religion. That sometimes one of the scholars, one of the imams, he says a statement in his book, and this statement, it isn't clear, and there's a possibility to interpret it in a good way. The way of our ulama is that whenever they find such a statement, they will say that maybe the statement of this imam or this scholar, it has a different angle that he is looking at. Or they try to give it a good meaning or a good interpretation. The author mentioned the narration of Al-Muzani. He said, إِيَّاكَ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ مَا إِنْ أَصَبْتَ فِيهِ لَمْ تُؤْجَرْ وَإِنْ أَخْطَأْتَ فِيهِ أَثَمْتْ وَهُوَ سُوءَ الظَّنِّ بِأَخِيكِ. Al-Muzani said, be aware of speech, of a statement, that if you are right regarding this statement, then there is no reward for you. And if you are wrong regarding this statement, then it is only sin. And what is it? It is having a bad suspicion or a bad thought regarding one of your brothers. And then he mentioned the statement of Abu Qulaba, who said, إِذَا بَلَغَ عَنْ أَخِيكَ شَيْئًا تَكْرَهُهُ فَلْتَمِسْ لَهُ الْعُذْرِ. If a statement of your brother reaches you and you don't like this statement, something, somebody conveyed to you a statement of another Muslim, he said, try to find an excuse for that person. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدْ لَهُ عُذْرًا. And if you cannot find any excuse for that person, then say to yourself, لَعَلَّ لِأَخِي عُذْرًا لَا أَعْلَمُهُ. Then say, maybe my brother has an excuse which I do not know, which I am not aware of. Meaning, if a statement is conveyed to you, and this statement, you don't like it, then try to make excuses for your brother. Maybe he said it for this reason, maybe he means this, maybe this was the context. And if you cannot find an excuse, then what you should say is, maybe he has an excuse which I am not aware of and I do not know. And this is the way of the Salaf. That the way of the Salaf is, they would never assume a bad thought of another believer. And if anything came to them, even if it contained something which wasn't good, they would try to find an excuse as much as they could do so. And this is called husn al-dhan, having a good thought of somebody. So we have two actions. We have su al-dhan and husn al-dhan. Su al-dhan is having a false suspicion or a bad assumption. And husn al-dhan is giving the person a benefit of the doubt. And husn al-dhan is something which requires mujahada. It requires a person to strive in his heart to have husn al-dhan. Because shaitan, the objective of shaitan is to try to cause animosity between the Muslims and animosity between the believing brothers and the believing sisters. And especially those who are upon Tawheed and those who are upon the Sunnah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي. Shaytan, he goes through Ibn Adam majra dam, like the blood, it flows through a person. So shaitan, he always wants to create and cause friction and disunity amongst the believing brothers and sisters. And therefore, that which we have to do is always try our hardest and always strive our best to have husn al-dhan. Always give the benefit of the doubt. And if a person wants for his heart to feel complete tranquility, and he wants to feel comfort when he goes to sleep at night, then upon him is to strive for husn al-dhan with regards to the Muslims. A person who has husn al-dhan, who always makes excuses for his believing brothers and sisters, when he sleeps at night, he will find that heart is always tranquil. And as for the person who always has su al-dhan for his brothers and sisters, and also especially in your families, always having a bad suspicion, then this person will never feel comfortable at night. He will sleep at night thinking about what others have tried to do and plan, and he will wake up in the morning with the same thoughts and the same qalqala, the same anxiety in his heart. وَقَالَ سُفْيَانَ, and Sufyan said, ذَكَرْتُ رَجُلًا بِسُوءٍ عِنْدَ إِيَاسِ بْنُ مُعَاوِيَةِ. Sufyan ibn Hussein, he said that one day I was with Iyas ibn Muawiyah, and I mentioned something bad and evil about another man. فَنَظَرَ فِي وَجْهِ. So Iyas, he looked at me in my face. وَقَالَ, and he said to me, أَغَزَوْتَ الرُّومِ. Have you gone and fought jihad against the Romans? And the man said, La. Then he said, Fasind wal Hind wal Turk. That did you go fight jihad in Sindh? Did you go fight jihad in Hind, i.e. India? Did you go fight jihad against the Turks? Qultu la. I said, no. And then Sufyan said to him, Afataslamu minka Rum wa Sindh wal Hind wa Turk wa lam yaslam minka akhuk al Muslim? That the kuffar of the Romans, the kuffar amongst the Romans, and the kuffar in Sindh, and the kuffar in Hind, and the kuffar amongst the Turks, i.e. before Islam, they are safe from your hands and your tongues. But your Muslim brother isn't safe from your hands, or your Muslim brother isn't safe from your tongues. Iyah said, فَلَمْ أَعُدْ بَعْدَهَا. That after this, I never repeated that statement. And again, this is the same which can be applied to those people who insult and speak about and have false suspicions regarding the ulama. That those ulama whose beards have become grey in the defense of the sunnah and in spreading at-tawheed, they are not safe from your tongue and they are not safe from your suspicions. And yet Ahlul Kufr wa Ahlul Dalala, the people of Kufr, the people of misguidance, the people of innovation, the people of shirk, you don't speak regarding them. And for this reason, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, he says, مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا الْجَوَابِ مِنْ إِيَاسِ ibn Muawiyah. He said, how good an answer did Iyas ibn Muawiyah give? أَلَّذِي كَانَ مَشْهُورًا بِالذَّكَاءِ. And he was known for his intelligence. Then why is it you find time to speak against your Muslim brothers and sisters? Why is it you find time to speak against the people of the Sunnah? Why is it you find place in your heart to have evil suspicions of the ulama of the Sunnah, and yet the enemies of Islam amongst the Jews and the Christians and the Rafidah and the people of misguidance, for them you are polite in front of them and you welcome them and you praise them and you tweet about them and so on and so forth. And then he mentioned, the author, he mentions the statement of Ibn Hibban al-Busti in Rawdatul Uqala. He says, Al-wajibu ala al-aqili. The obligation upon the intelligent person is what? Luzum al-salama. That he should keep himself safe. How does he keep himself safe? بِتَرْكِ التَّجَسُّسِ عَنْ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ. He keeps himself safe by not spying and investigating the sins or the mistakes or the errors of the people. مع الاشتغال بإصلاح عيوب نفسه. And at the same time, he should occupy himself with investigating his own sins and his own mistakes. So if a person, he wants his heart to remain safe and to remain tranquil, then stop investigating the sins of other people and investigate the sins of your own self and your own hearts. He said, فَإِنَّ مَنِ اشْتَغَلَ بِعُيُوبِهِ عَنْ عُيُوبِ غَيْرِهِ أَرَاحَ بَدَنُهُ. That a person who occupies himself with his own mistakes away from the mistakes of the other people, أَرَاحَ بَدَنُهُ, he gives his body respite. وَلَمْ يُتْعَبْ قَلْبُهُ, and also his heart does not become tired. And then finally, he mentions also the statement of Ibn Hibban. He said, التَجَسُّسُ مِنْ شُعْبَ النِّفَاقِ, that investigating and looking out and searching for the عُيُوب, the mistakes of the people, it is a branch from the branches of hypocrisy. كَمَا أَنَّ حُسْنَ الظَّنْ مِنْ شُعَبِ الْإِيمَانِ, and as for حُسْنَ الظَّنْ, having a good thought, giving the benefit of doubt, having a good assumption, then this is a branch from the branches of al-Iman. فَالْعَاقِلْ, so the intelligent person, يُحْسِنَ الظَّنْ بِإِخْوَانِهِ, the intelligent person is the one who always has حُسْنَ الظَّنْ towards his brothers. And with this, the author, he ended this chapter regarding al-dhan wa tajassus, regarding evil thoughts, bad assumptions, bad suspicions, accusing others based on these suspicions, and also at-tajassus, looking for the mistakes of the people. However, and just to clarify, what we said about al-ghiba, about backbiting, the same is applied to al-dhan. The same is applied to su'adhan, having an assumption regarding somebody. We said that al-ghiba, backbiting, the asl is it is not allowed, and it is from the major sins. However, in certain conditions, it is allowed. And al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimullah, he mentioned, as we mentioned previously, the types of people in which backbiting is allowed. Like, for example, if somebody comes to you and he wants to know information regarding a person because he wants to give his daughter in marriage to that person, it becomes an obligation upon you to mention the good and the bad of that person. So this is a ghiba, but this ghiba is allowed. And also, for example, if you have a fajir, a fasiq, a person who is openly sinning and openly disobedient, or he is a harm to the Muslims, you can go to the Muslim judge, you can go to the authorities in order to backbite this person to keep the Muslim safe. Also the innovator, the one who is calling to his innovations and spreading his innovations in order to warn the people against his innovations, ghiba, it becomes permitted, and so on and so forth. The same can be said regarding su'adhan. That su'adhan, it is two types. From it is that which is not allowed, it is haram. And from it is that which is legislated and permitted, if not mustahab and wajib. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah at the beginning of the ayah. He said, "Inna ba'da dhan ithm," that some of suspicions, it is sinning. Therefore, there is other types of suspicions which are not sinning. So what is su'adhan which is allowed, and what is the su'adhan which is not permitted? The su'adhan which is haram, it is making a tuhma, it is making an accusation without any valid reason or any valid cause for the person to have this suspicion or make this accusation. And this is with regard to a person who has adala. And the meaning of adala is that which is apparent from him is integrity. He's a good Muslim. He's upon the sunnah. He's a caller to tawheed. He does righteous actions, and so on and so forth. So this type of person, a person whose apparent is goodness, and al-adala, integrity, Islamic integrity, then su' al-dhan is not allowed of this person without any particular reason or cause. And as for the su' al-dhan which is allowed, then it is allowed when there are certain qara'in, certain factors, certain reasons which cause us to have su' al-dhan regarding this person. Like, for example, he's an enemy of Islam. The enemies of Islam, the asl with them is that we have su' al-dhan. Why? Because they want to destroy Islam. And the people of innovation, when it comes to their da'wah, then we have su' al-dhan. Why? Because they want to call to innovations. The people of shirk, when it comes to their da'wah, then we have su' al-dhan regarding them. Why? Because they call to shirk and they want to destroy at-tawheed. So if we have a person who has adala in his tawheed, in his sunnah, in his actions, in his company, he has integrity and he is upright, then su' al-dhan is not allowed without any valid cause or reason. However, if there are certain factors which cause us to be suspicious of this person, like for example some statements emanated from him, or this person, he's always with the people of innovation and he praises the people of innovation, even if he himself, his statements are good, but he's praising the people of innovation, then this now permits us to have su' al-dhan. This now permits us to have an assumption or a suspicion regarding this person. Why is he praising the people of innovation? And Ibn Muflih, and he was from the Hanabila, he said, وَيَحْرُمُ سُوءَ الظَّنْ بِمُسْلِمٍ ظَاهِرُهُ الْعَدَالَةِ, that it is not allowed to have سُوءَ الظَّنْ, to have assumptions or suspicions regarding a Muslim whose apparent is adala. That which is apparent is he is upright upon the sunnah and he has integrity. بَلْ يُسْتَحَبُّ ظَنَّ الْخَيْرِ بِالْأَخِ الْمُسْلِمِ, rather what is recommended and encouraged is to have husn al-dhan regarding a Muslim brother. And then Ibn Hibban said, وَأَمَّا الَّذِي يُسْتَحَبُّ مِنْ سُوءَ الظَّنْ, and as for the person who we should have su' al-dhan regarding him, كَمَنْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً, it's like a person, between you and him there is some animosity, whether it is in your religion or in your dunya. Even if it is an animosity in your dunya, then because of this animosity you shouldn't be naive, even whether it's the deen or the dunya, because you know that this person wants to harm you, and therefore it's allowed for you to have su' al-dhan or have these suspicions regarding this person. And it is these suspicions that keeps a person safe. And I said that this is also called al-ihtiraz wal-ihtiyat, that a person, he doesn't be naive regarding those who plot against him, rather he should be intelligent and always keep himself safe. And those who are most deserving of su' al-dhan are Ahlul Kufr, wa Ahlul Nifaq, wa Ahlul Dalala, and Ahlul Bid'ah wal Ahwa. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. And the author, he finished with this in his chapter.